This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of reminders, Barry Trotz reminds you, pretty soon he'll be maybe congratulating Pitt on their good year as they advance, as it's 3-0 right now in this series. The New York Islanders have taken a decided advantage. There is one big number, well, two big numbers in Jason Mackey's story that we're going to get to in just 1 second. But first, Mr. Trotz, how have you gone about, and your team has gone about, really doing a number on the Penguins' stars?
Defense is not a goaltender and two defensemen. It's the five guys and the goaltender. And as a unit, everybody's, just trying to do the right things, be on the right side of the puck, make good decisions. Lots of communication, good stick detail, positionally being in strong positional situations.
Yeah, stick detail, positional, all that kind of stuff. 4-1 loss yesterday, 4-3 loss in game one, 3-1 loss in game two, 4-1 loss again yesterday. It adds up to a 3-0 deficit and almost certain doom. But here are those numbers, Chris, and they're crazy in this Jason Mackey story. So Sid, Gino, Kessel, Hornquist, Gensel, Letang. $43.55 million in cap space. Well, they've got two goals and they're a minus 10 in this series right now combined.
Yeah, and one of those goals came on the power play where they're 1-for-8 for the series. Look,
and the last two goals of this series for the Pittsburgh Penguins, Jim, have been scored by Gudbranson and Wilson. Not necessarily what you're looking for whenever you go top-heavy money-wise into a series.
No, they had a lot of guys had – they were right around the side of the net, front of the net, pucks bouncing over sticks, guys failing to convert. You know,
yeah, in the net is all that matters.
I know. And I mean, and okay, everybody wants to – let's pick on I can't remember his name now.
How could I
forget his name?
Right.
Dominic Simone, because he missed one of them. But then after that, who had chances? Gensel had a couple. Crosby had one. They were right there, and none of them came close.
This is what, the first two games of this series, we were trying to figure out how Mike Sullivan was losing the chess match to Barry Trotz. But at this point, after three games, it's pretty obvious he's losing the chess match to Barry Trotz because he just doesn't have the same kind of pieces that Barry Trotz has. He's losing because half the guys on his board just aren't available to him. They're not performing, and that's what it comes down to. Sidney Crosby, Gino Malkin, Phil Kessel, Chris Letang, Hornquist, go down the list. Gensel, they're not putting the puck in the net. They are there to score goals, and they're not, and that's what it boils down to. And yes, you can give credit to Trotz for putting the right guys out there against the right guys in the first two games, but what happened yesterday? All those matchups that the Islanders were creating because they had final change on home ice, didn't matter. Didn't matter whether they had home ice to get the changes or not. The Pens still weren't taking advantage of opportunities when they had them.
What's happened during this series is that two of the top, and you can argue whoever you want, but two of the top seven centers in this game right now, in Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby, are just not getting it done in this series. It's on superstars to rise to the occasion in big-time moments. Right now, the Stanley Cup playoffs are big-time moments, and those guys aren't getting it done. It's not too much to ask that they put this team on their shoulders at times, and it's not happening.
Well, because I think we all came into this series assuming that you would get a certain level of production from at least Crosby and Gensel, right? We didn't even extend that out to Malkin, who had been banged up towards the end of the season, or Kessel and Hornquist, who had struggled putting the puck in the net at times this season. We said, at the very least, we'll get something out of Crosby and Gensel,
hey,
right?
Look, Jim, I know nowhere in the NHL, nowhere on any team, is Dominic Simone a top-line winger. I get that, but for me, that is a distraction tactic that fans are going to talk about. It is something that is an issue, that you don't go into a game with Dominic Simone as a top-line winger, but the reason he's elevated to that is trying to find something because your superstars aren't performing.
And I was trying to, keep an eye on this yesterday, and Simone did do some things to create opportunities for the other guys.
Yes,
you're right. He drew a penalty. I think there was another one he could have drawn. They didn't call it. But he did things like, you know, keeping the puck in proper position, getting it in deep along the boards, getting it to the right guys. And, of course, then he finds himself beside the net wide open, and he can't convert. But then, like I said, after that, the other two guys had their chances, and they just couldn't do it. Here's, you know, the sad reality is maybe they're just not that good. Maybe the Penguins just aren't that good. But the other reality is that the Islanders, the Islanders finished ahead of the Penguins in the standings, right? So that makes them, quote, you know, the better team,
quote unquote, better
based on this year.
Right.
So we probably didn't give them enough
credit.
But if
you do the old, all right, take all the coaches around the NHL, let's go ahead on paper and pick these two teams. I think that there's a lot of people who would pick the talent that the Pittsburgh Penguins have over the talent that the New York Islanders have.
Oh, yeah, Barry Trotz is one of them. I mean, he was – and I guess you can afford to do this when you're up 3-0 in a series.
You can be effusive in your praise.
Right, yeah. I take him at his word that, you know, he said still if he were starting a franchise right now that he would build it around Crosby. Stuff just happened. I know Jason in his story outlined the play where – you know, Sid's got the puck on his stick. He's doing the go around on two skates kind of thing through through the zone, and they can't get the puck away from him. Looks like he might have been held. And in the past, and he slides the puck over in front of the net. And that's a play where you expect Gensel to bury it, and he didn't.
Yeah, that's a play where things are going good, and you're up 3-1 in a game in November or something, and bang, it just lights the roof on fire, right, and people go crazy.
No one else can do stuff like that, right? It's not happening right now, and my goodness. Then we have to point to the four franchises that have come from a 3-0 deficit.
Yeah, and then we have to ask the question, the invariable, is it over? At 3-0, is it over? Is it already done? What are the chances? Go ahead and quantify it if you want. Put a number on it. What are your percent chances? 10%, 20%, 0%, 50-50? What are the chances this series is absolutely done at 3-0? Let's talk about that coming up. The Penguins are down 0-3, 3-0, however you want to say it. But, Sully, can you be tougher?
Our identity is a little bit different. But having said that, we have to have more of a discipline associated with our game in the critical areas of the rink so that we become a team that's more difficult to play against.
Yeah, you got to be tougher. Got to be tough on the battle areas, all that kind of stuff. Is this series over?
Yeah.
It's done.
It's cooked.
I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Look, if you would have seen some fight in the third period yesterday, a little bit of life, maybe you'd feel like there's a glimmer of hope. You didn't even see that in the third period yesterday.
No.
They're done. They're ready to go off into the sunset. They have not had it in this series. They're not going to find it. Even if they find it for one game on Tuesday night, they're not going to find it for four games.
And there is no way in the world that I saw this coming.
No.
I think that if you line up, you think – maybe they could be down 2-1 right now at this point.
Right.
And perhaps you're not right where you want them, but you're down 2-1, you win a home game, okay, it's tied.
Yeah.
I don't think there are a lot of people, even people who play for the New York Islanders, who felt as if right now that they'd be up 3-0.
There's not
everything
a single soul in the world.
Gone wrong. But it all starts at the top. It really does. And that is it, the other thing, too, if you were to tell me they were down 3-0, I would have told you there would have had to have been a goaltender injury.
Right, or...
Or a major injury to somebody on one of the top two lines.
Yeah.
I think that was the only way I would have arrived at believing you before this series would have started. Not just a drought. And is Barry Trotz somebody who has this magic potion? You know, people are saying that and it's fashionable, right?
Right.
But how many times has he really beat the Penguins?
Yeah, I mean, he lost through them each of the 2 years they won a cup.
Right, like people make this big thing out. Like, he's this Bill Belichick to Mike Tomlin.
No. Slow down.
How many times did he beat him?
Slow down. He beat him last year, and he's going to beat him again this year. So they'll be back to even, if you want to make it that, between Sully and Trotz. And then maybe there will be a rubber match again in the future.
Right.
But to imply that Barry Trotz has some sort of magical spell over Mike Sullivan, no. Barry Trotz, we'll give him credit for this. He's taken a team that lost its superstar in the offseason and convinced them that they can go out there, and as long as they play the style of hockey that he tells them to play, they can beat anybody. And right now, they're beating anybody.
He deserves credit for now, and he deserves credit for last year, for sure.
Yes.
But this isn't some elongated sort of guy who can't get past one guy that's another coach.
This isn't one side owning the other.
Right. And that's the thing. I don't think that Mike Sullivan walked into this series and said, wow. Or even people in Pittsburgh who just consume this team said, wow, that is their kryptonite. Like, this whole thing, it's Barry Trotz. Oh, my gosh. That narrative is so flawed.
This is curious to me because I would actually take more away from the Caps winning that, coming down from 0-2 last year to win that series, given they've got so much more talent on that roster. I would still take more away from that than I would from this series win, because I think when we look back on Trotz beating the Penguins in this series, yes, we're gonna give him credit, rightfully so, to an extent. But we're also going to look back on Crosby 0 points, Gensel 0 points, Malkin and Kessel not producing. That's what we're going to look back on this series as. We're going to look back on this series as the Stars not coming up big when they had to. As much as we want to give credit to Trotz for beating Sullivan, it's just as much, if not more so, on the guys on the ice who aren't finished.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.